Hello and welcome to The Gaming Duel, where friendships are built through gaming. We're your hosts, Kelvin and Rob, and if you're joining us for the first time, first off, thank you for tuning in. We're the podcast that keeps you, the gamers, up to date on the latest news and speculation about the gaming industry. Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing just swell, sir. Just swell.
How you? I hear that. I'm doing good, man. Doing good. Tired. Today's a tiring type of day. You know what I mean?
Tired. You're too tired.
I'm tired. So got home from work, ate. We immediately went to Mav's T-ball game. His first ever T-ball game.
That's fun.
That was fun. I had a good time. Mav had a great time. He was, you know, killing it, you know, the next Derek Jeter. So we'll see.
So how do they do T-ball? Is there like a pitcher? And like he's throwing a little softball.
Just a practice day, right? So the first day, mind you, Saturday is his first game. So they have one practice.
Just one. That's it. That's all they need practice, to get ready. All right.
Saturday, that's their game. That's it.
All right.
So the coach is there. They are teaching. I mean, he's a local cop. He's like, hey, you know what? I'm coaching this team now. Teaching the fundamentals, you know, of like holding the bat. Does anyone know what first base means? Second base, things like that. And the kids take their turn and swinging the bat. They have like this, you know, like the T-ball. So they have like the thing to hold.
Yeah,
the ball.
Set up so it's holding. You smack it. Yeah,
you smack it. So nothing crazy, but Mav, he hit the ball pretty
hard.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I see you. So yeah, he had a great time. I have pictures. I'll send it to you. But. It was good. It was good. It was fun.
Is there like do they catch the ball in midair and like throw it like
this is not take that completely out of your head.
So I'm thinking like Mavi's like more like dashing to the first base, fucking sliding in there, nothing like that. Okay.
Yeah, I was like, fuck.
It's none of that.
His helmet and shit.
All right.
No.
Is he slamming the bat on the ground when he's about to go up or no?
No. This is literally his first time.
All right.
Like he didn't know what baseball meant. He's like, wait, what? Until today. So yeah, it was fun. The little kids running around looking cute, you know.
Better be a Yankee fan.
Oversized shirt. You better be. Yeah. I always bought him a Yankee glove, but it was too big, so I couldn't buy it.
Okay. Get a little Yankee hat.
Oh yeah. It's gonna be fun. Yeah, it's gonna be a good moment for him to like just get out there, practice, and learn, you know, good old sports. You know what I mean?
Good old sports.
Rob, enough about the sports. Let's get into the games here at the Gaming Duo. We're gonna talk about the latest gaming news in the Daily Duo News.
Daily Duo, baby. The Daily Duo.
Let's do it. First up here, Hades 2. Technical test is now open for signups. The goal of this test is to ensure that the upcoming early access release has a smooth play experience from the start. It will have less content than the early version access, including first major areas of the game and early game characters, including the first major area of the game and early game characters. And it will only be available to a relatively small subset of players who sign up. So make sure you sign up early because, you know, it's only first come, first serve, it seems like. Quote, if you played the original game, imagine a version where you couldn't get past the Tartarus, even if you vanquished its guardian. So you can go onto the website, sign up for it, and hopefully get into the test, technical test. So are you going to sign up for this? Like, did you play the first one?
Yeah, I did play the first one. I never beat it. I just tried.
Uh-huh.
Doing it, like I went on Steam because they want you to go to Steam and do it. I went through the Steam app, and when I went to go click on it, it said request access, and then it did nothing.
Yeah, so you're going to receive an email from Steam with the download instructions if you are, you know.
But I didn't get like a confirmation or anything like that. So like, it looks like my Steam's just like acting up right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just do in task and see what happens. But yeah, you just have to go on the Steam. Go to your Steam account, open Steam, go to Hades 2. There's a little button that says request early access for the, you know, the beta or whatever. And it will let you do it, I think. Awesome. So
Once I start hearing more news about this game, I'm going to get really excited because Hades 1, although I didn't finish it, it's on my list of games that I need to finish. I was a fan because my little story behind Hades was I played it for like maybe 20 minutes or so. I'm like, nah, not for me, not liking it. So I put it away for a little bit, came back to it, and I'm like, oh man, this is actually fucking great. Like, this is a good ass game. Mm-hmm. And I played it for hours upon hours trying to beat it. I fell off again, but it's such a great game. Like, it is a really, really well done game. And I can't wait to try Hades 2. But I want to beat the first one first before I get into the second one.
I heard nothing but good things about Hades. Like, again, I played it. I didn't beat it myself, but I know a lot of people that have beat it and they love it. Just the art style, just the gameplay. I feel like that game helped out with people loving the popularity of roguelikes. I got an update. It says Hades 2 playtest. You've requested access. Keep an eye out for email notification from Steam when developer is ready to accept more participants. Okay.
There you go.
And it's not a beta, it's a technical test. That's what they call it.
Test. Yes. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I'm not really interested in signing up for the test. I just want to play the game as intended, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm okay with not, I'm like skipping this one.
Sure.
But
I mean, I think it was on Game Pass. Was it on? Yeah, I think it was on Game Pass for a bit.
Was it?
I think it was. Yeah. So if you do
want, I have it on my Switch. So
yeah. And it's not expensive. It goes on sale all the time, the original. So if you guys haven't played the original, go play.
And let me tell you, if you like, I think to me, the Switch version is the superior version, unless you have like some ridiculous setup on your PC, but like the OLED on the Switch
looks so good.
It's so beautiful, dude. Those colors just pop so nicely on the Switch, and like you said, the art style is beautiful. It gives you this beautiful art style along with these beautiful colors, like vibrant colors, that you're just like, oh my gosh, this game is gorgeous, on top of it being amazingly fun, you know? So it's overall great game. I recommend, if you have not tried it, at least give it a shot, because it is one of those games where it's just like, okay, I see why people enjoy this game so much. And it's addicting, you know? You just want to get, you want to pass through these levels. You want to get through these levels, and it's one of those where you just want to continue pushing through, so...
Yeah, Hades 2 has a lot riding on it, as far as like it has a lot to live up to, I think. So I think they're taking their time with that, and you're gonna be playing as a chick elf. So
hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Next news topic here. Sony took down the PS5 leaks that we discussed yesterday. If you did not check out yesterday's episode, we discussed the basically all the leaks from the PS5 specs. And it looks like Sony just kind of took it down. So to me, that indicates that may be true, right? It may be true. Documentations explain the console specifications was first leaked by YouTuber Moore Law Is Dead last month. However, as spotted by The Verge, Tom Warren's video that we discussed yesterday, the video is now offline with a message saying it is no longer available due to a copyright claim by Sony Interactive Entertainment. Now, it's not yet clear why the video was taken down, but obviously you can go into these conclusions that obviously if this is true, Sony wants to, you know, remove all that information on the websites, on the internet as fast as possible. So copyright infringement, all that good stuff. To me, this sounds like this is true. So
yep.
It's likely happening very soon. So exciting times. Not sure if I'm gonna get it. I talked about it in the past. I'm like, oh yeah, day one. But it's like, they have to sell me on why I need to buy this PS5, right?
So just to add to this as well, I did read something where Sony wants developers to create a performance mode just for the PS5 Pro. So there would be like, you know, you would go through probably, you know, graphics, performance, and then PS5. Pro performance. Cool. So they want, but I don't know how developers feel about that, right?
I think they hate it.
Right. I think it's kind of like a marketing thing, right? For them to be like, well, we need this feature so that way people get like, oh, I can put on PS5 Pro mode, you know what I mean? And play a certain way. So more to that to come, but that was just something I read quickly that there might be a nude mode.
A nude mode.
A nude mode. No, that's
completely nude. Let's just take them off. Guys, let's take a break here for a second. If you're enjoying this episode, please rate us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Drop a review. Remember to follow us on all social media platforms. Be part of the Gaming Duo community by joining our Discord server where friendships are built through gaming. What's the news on the street on the Discord server? I have not popped in today either.
There's a couple. We cooking in there. There's a little news updates and stuff like that, but nothing too crazy as far as news this week. I mean, we got the PS5 news, but it's a slower news week, I would say. I mean, other than Keanu Reeves being Shadow, that's pretty cool.
That was really cool. That's cool. The whole Star Wars Outlaw, you posted that Star Wars Outlaw locks the Jabba the Hutt mission behind the
that's crazy. Bullshit. Yeah, that's dude. I feel like that was like the kiss of death where like I think I was like, Ubisoft is gonna Ubisoft with that. You know,
It is what it is.
I forgot to tell you with house when we were doing housekeeping.
Yeah.
I watched Fallout.
Ooh. You watched? You did. Okay.
Just the first episode with Jess.
Okay. Thoughts?
Good. Really good. I wanted to keep watching. We didn't.
That's all I want to hear. I want to get into it this week. And
yeah.
I'm gonna do it.
It pays really nice homage to the games.
Like all of them? Or is this a specific one that just...
I don't know if it's a particular title that they're going after as far as like where the storyline is, but I do recall some of the... You know, they have the... I'm not getting spoilers, but there's certain characters from the games that are making an appearance or in their likeness, which is really cool. And it's over the top, which is great. So there is some comedic relief in there. So it's not all doom and gloom. Okay. But it's good. It's good. The main character, Lucy, super, super well done. She was in Yellow Jackets. I don't know if you ever watched that, but
yeah.
She's one of the main characters there. So so far, episode one, I'm in.
Hell yeah. Love to see it. Moving on to the last piece of news for today. Nintendo Indie World is happening right now. Today. Nintendo has announced the first Indie World Showcase for 2024. The digital showcase airs today, April 17th at 7 a.m. Pacific time or 10 a.m. Eastern time. Though Nintendo did not tease any specific indie games that they're going to be showing off, many are hoping that Team Cherry will finally reveal the release date for Hollow Knight Silksong. Silksong was first announced back in 2019. The first Hollow Knight was shown at 2017, but everyone's really anticipating this game. I thought at first this was like just like an update to Hollow Knight, but this is actually like the second
game.
The full game. So interesting stuff here. The indie showcase will be 20 minutes long. The announcement also comes roughly a day after it was announced that Nintendo will not be attending Gamescom this year. After the company did attend last year, some people are saying that they just don't have anything. They have a light release schedule, so they don't want to attend. So my thoughts on that, maybe that could be true. And they're just preparing for the Switch too. So why would they show anything else right now, you know?
Yeah, I think that's what it really is. I think they're just waiting for the Switch 2. There's not much going out in Nintendo Land. I mean, all we know right now is they got Metroid Prime 4 in development. They have the new Pokemon Legends game coming out. Yep. Mm-hmm. Some Mario game we don't know about. They got a couple of remakes coming out with like Luigi's Mansion 2 and stuff like that. Yeah, we don't have a lot to go off of with Nintendo. Nintendo's kind of like a weird lull for 2024. So I think they're still running heavy on Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom from last year.
Jesus.
You know, they did a lot of stuff in Super Mario Wonder. Mm-hmm, they did Super Mario RPG. So they had a loaded 2023. So I think this year they're kind of like, we're gonna chill out.
I'm not mad about it. I think we know what to expect. I think we know what's coming. And as long as they are kind of stocking up those games for the Switch 2, I think I'm okay with having a lighter schedule towards the end of 2024. Knowing that the Switch 2 is around the corner, I feel like as long as they have those AAA titles for the Switch 2, and especially the big thing is during the release window of Switch 2, they have to come with bangers, right? Some sort of bangers.
Sure. A couple of other news here that's really, we're not going to go into too much detail, but Fortnite came out with new skins for Avatar The Last Airbender. So they're in there. Now at this point, it doesn't even faze me what they put in there. You know what I mean?
It doesn't matter. Like they could do, honestly, what could really blow your head off if they announced it? Like, holy shit, they did that? Like, I don't think anything would really.
They could put Joe Biden in there and just be like, okay.
Yeah, like, hey, man. All right, you gonna get him? No? All right, cool.
Yeah, exactly. But Last Airbender was in there. I don't know if you saw, but there's some layoffs happening, obviously, in the gaming industry.
Is it Take-Two?
What happens? Take-Two.
Yep.
So if you guys don't know who Take-Two, they are the publisher behind GTA. They're looking to cut 5% of its workforce, so around 600 people. And also in that news too, Rockstar is trying to get people to come back to the office. They're there right now. Like I said, you have to come back to the office because we got to work on GTA 6 and we need all hands on deck. So
We discussed that a few weeks back. Sucks for, you know, a lot of the people. I'm sure that was something that they were not expecting, right? They probably got hired with the intent of working remote. This kind of threw a curveball at them, but I think it does make sense when you're working on such a high profile title like this.
Yeah,
you want to keep your cards close to your chest and you want to make sure you're kind of like, you know, overseeing what's happening. So I get it.
Plus too, like with the leaks and stuff, like God forbid a leak happens or something like that, someone's remote, someone's, you never know, where at least they have more control. But also for a game that big, I think they need to kind of have some type of, you know, we're releasing this sooner than later, so it's like crunch time. Basically, it's like crunch time now to make sure this game is flawless as possible, because if this game fails, it won't. But it's going to be probably the biggest GTA ever. Plus, you're a chick. Like, you're going to love it. I feel like you're going to, like, get this day one.
I feel like I'm going to get it regardless, because the hype. Yeah, just because the hype. Everyone's going to be talking about it. I'm like, all right, I'm going to have to jump in there. Real quick before we end this show, one topic I want to talk about is the PlayStation Puma collaboration that's coming out. I mean, cool, I guess. It doesn't do anything for me. I don't know if you've seen these shoes.
I haven't seen their sneakers.
They're sneakers.
Okay, let me take a look at
it. But they do have like other stuff that they're presenting here, but clothing line as well. But I'm not a fan. They could have done better. You know, so basically it's two pairs of shoes that will be released, part of the line here, both featuring white and blue color schemes, as well as the PlayStation logo and the control symbols. And there's also going to be some clothing line collaboration as well with Puma, but that's not going to be released yet. So it's very basic in my opinion. I mean, it's fine. I think it's not terrible. I actually prefer the low top sneakers.
Yeah, I can't really tell. Like, if you didn't tell me this was like a PlayStation collab,
you don't see the logo. And
I looked at the sneaker. I do see it, but like I don't. I would have to look closely to like notice it. You know what I mean? I'll be like, oh, shit.
Which like, I like that. I don't mind the subtle, like, you know, nuances, like the subtle, just like nods to PlayStation, because I don't want it to just a full blown like triangle, circle, X, like just on top of my sneakers and shit. Like, oh, is that the PlayStation logo?
Yeah, it's
like,
very subtle.
So it's not bad. How much is it? Does it say? No.
$100 for a pair.
That's not bad.
It's fine. I mean, if you're going to get a pair anyway, I think they're actually like around $70 to $100 for a normal pair of that type of sneaker. I forget what the name of the sneaker is, but Sambas, are they Samba? Puma Sambas? Suede Classic. It's just Classic maybe. Maybe. It's just a classic. Yeah, Puma Classic. Okay. Well, look good. I would wear them too.
Well, guys, this wraps up today's gaming news. a big shout out to all of our listeners. Thank you guys for tuning in. We really appreciate you guys. Make sure you review, share, like, subscribe, and get notified on all of our content heading your way. We'll be back tomorrow, of course, to give you your daily news. Until next time.